This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Dave Johnson will join us as it's a Wizards game day coming up at 6. Talking football for the next half hour at the very least, though. Because today, Anthony, I do not know if you knew this. Actually, I do know that you know this because we talked about it before the show. But today is 1 month from the NFL draft.
Yes, sir.
Pew, 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 pew.
Is that 30 days or 31 days?
Oh, it's on the 24th, so I don't know, but it's like that's what people do when they say 1 month.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it's April 24th. You'll hear the draft, of course, right here on the Team 980. We'll have the Commanders pick sometime probably around midnight.
Oh, yeah, because I forget we are at the end of the first round.
Yeah, I just remember being in Detroit waiting for the first round to end because there was all these rumblings that the Commanders might trade back in, and then getting the word that like, nah, they're done. The guy that they wanted, I think it might have been Guyton, or whoever it was that they wanted to trade back up for was gone, and so they were done for the night. And so Logan and I could do the live stream. That was a good time there at midnight at a Detroit airport hotel.
Yeah, that's a long time, man.
Yeah. So this year, I don't think I'm going to Green Bay. I don't feel the need to necessarily like I did last year. Where it's like, hey, they're going to pick second. They're going to pick Jaden Daniels. He's going to be there. I doubt that their pick at 29 is going to be at the draft this year, but we'll see. And there's all kinds of fun people at the draft. Like it's a great event. It's a good time. I would happily go if they want to send me because Lambeau Field is also a place I've never been. Have you ever been to Lambeau?
I have not been to Lambeau Field, but I have been to Wisconsin once.
I don't think I've been to Wisconsin. I've been to a lot of states. Wisconsin's not
actually
one of them.
Yeah, I've been to Beloit. Yep.
In where?
Beloit, Wisconsin.
All right, 15-second show detour. What the hell were you doing in Beloit, Wisconsin?
My best friend, his family is from Beloit, Wisconsin. He was born there.
All right.
Yeah.
So you went to Beloit, Wisconsin.
Yeah, he had a family reunion. It wasn't a family reunion. His grandmother had turned 90.
Oh!
Yeah, so I went out there for her birthday, so...
All right. Well, I love that. That's great. Beloit, yeah. Wisconsin. Didn't know it existed. Anthony's been there. All right. As for who the Commanders will take, whether that player will be up in Green Bay or not, definitely some interesting mock drafts starting to come out. And I actually did one. We're going to put it up on YouTube, Anthony, this morning. I mean, the live video is there if people want to go and rewind and find it. We called it the Internet's Fastest Mock Draft because we try to pick every player in 30 seconds or less. Mm-hmm. We said, you know, hey, if you want a show with in-depth analysis of all these players, This Hoffman and Squares is not it. That's not me and Tony. We're here for jokes, entertainment value, but also some sports knowledge. That show's called Take Command. It's got a guy named Logan Paulson on it. But it was interesting to go through the exercise to see, like, there's going to be someone who drops. And I don't know whether it's one of the guys that I'm about to mention that is could potentially be available for Washington at 29. The guy we wound up being able to get, we had Donovan Ezeraku drop, which feels insane. But we did. He wound up falling to us at 29. So we sprinted to the podium, and then I got him. And then I felt, I was like, all this goodwill that I built up for getting Donovan Ezeraku. You know, Walter Nolan was still on the board for the Eagles two picks later. And I think Tony actually wound up picking a corner for them. I think he wound up going a different route, but I think he took Siobhan Revelle. But there's going to be good players available at the end of the first round, which I think is also encouraging for Washington because we feel really good about multiple guys getting there. Then the trade back scenario lives if we don't do what we did in this mock draft, which is I stuck Jackson Dart on the Pittsburgh Steelers at 21. But could there be the Giants, if they get shut out of the quarterbacks, especially at the top two, do they trade back in to the end of the first round? I think that's intriguing. Daniel Jeremiah just put out his mock draft 3.0, though, and he's got Azure Thomas, who I think is an intriguing fit with Washington, the cornerback out of Florida State, Anthony. He feels very Dan Quinn. He's a super long corner, big size, not necessarily a burner speed-wise, if I'm remembering the profile correctly here. But he's definitely someone that I could see them taking and putting opposite of Marshon Lattimore and seeing what happens there in the defensive backfield. And by the way, he is young. He is only 20 years old coming out of this draft. So still a very, very raw prospect.
Nah, yeah, that's definitely super young. But I'm not going to lie, Craig, the more and more I think about it, like, I'm not going to say he's not a name that, you know, jumps off the page for me. But at the same token, when we talk about this draft and, you know, how a lot of these guys are just, you know, sort of kind of in the same ballpark when you talk about between 20 and 60, it just, to me, it just seems like, you know, the Commanders more than likely just going to end up trading back. And I feel like we're not going to end up having this first round draft pick. So what is your sense, or how do you feel as though, you know?
I feel like that is the optimal scenario because they need to recoup draft capital for next for this year would be great, but they're also down to five next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think getting more draft capital is great. Here's the problem: you have to have a willing trade partner, and I can't wait for them to take someone that someone doesn't like on the internet at 29, be like, how could they not trade at this? Or even someone that said they like at 29. But then some doofus is going to call the show and be like, I can't believe they took blah, blah, blah. They could have gotten him at 34 or 30, whatever. You got to have a willing trade partner. What if the Giants are like, we're willing to risk it, or we're not trading with Washington because they're in the division. We're not giving them, we know they want that draft capital. We know they're not going to take the guy. Because here's the thing, too, the quarterback spot. You have to, if you're Washington, have two people on the phone. You have to say, hey, New York, we also have Pittsburgh on the phone. Or we have Cleveland on the phone, whoever. I guess it's unlikely New York and Cleveland don't have quarterbacks. But I guess if they really don't like Shador and they say, Cleveland's going to take Cam Ward, Tennessee takes Cam Ward, Pittsburgh, too many teams. Tennessee takes Ward. At two, the Browns are like, we're going to take Abdul Carter. And then the Giants are looking at three, and they're like, we could take Shador, or we just take Travis Hunter. And now we can use him opposite of Malik Nabers some, and he becomes a lockdown corner in a division with Terry McLaurin, CeeDee Lamb, and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Like, that's not a bad draft plan.
Yeah, and the Browns also got a lot of picks, too, though. So who's to say, you know, they take Travis and then they end up trading back into the first, you know,
right.
To get
so
their
quarterback. If you have Cleveland and New York on the phone,
yeah.
Okay, fine. But if it's just New York looking to get up in the end of the second round, they might look at the picks ahead of them and go, like, no one's going to take a quarterback. They're not taking one.
True.
No, the Chiefs are not taking one. Like, None of those teams are taking a quarterback. Buffalo, Eagles, they're not taking a quarterback. So unless there's two teams looking to trade up, the chances are you can't trade back because you need a willing trade partner. Mm. And so, yes, in an ideal world, do the Commanders trade back as early into the second round as they possibly can? Yes. Is there also a chance that there's a player that, you know, like we wound up in our mock draft that we did on Take Command late last week. We had an offer for the Chargers. I can't remember who they traded up to take, but like there was someone that apparently Jim Harbaugh and the Pro Football Network mock draft loved. And that player went at 29, and we had to make a really tough decision of, is 55 in the second round too far back? But it was like, I think it was R29 and 128 for like 55, 104 this year, and then a second and a third next year. So we got the next year draft capital on top of this year draft capital, just swapping places. And so I don't remember the exact details, but it was something like that. And we had to make that decision of like, okay, when we sit there at 55, is there going to be someone on the board? And I think ironically enough, we passed on a corner, and it might have been Thomas. I don't think that Azaray Thomas was sitting there at 55. That feels way too late for him. But we wound up passing on a corner and then kind of having a little bit of regret. Like, we liked our draft, but Logan loved this guard from Arizona that he was like, that's my guy. And I was like, okay, you're the GM. Click. But I think that's the thing is, like, there's still, I think, folks who don't understand how football operates in the real world, which is that your ideals very rarely come to fruition. You know, we still get comments on free agency stuff that we did for the Commanders, or that we're talking about with the Commanders. They're like, I can't believe they didn't spend more of their cap money. And I'm like, on who, you buffoons? What player out there that they didn't sign do you think they should have? Because until you got a good answer for that, what, you just wanted him to spend money? You have to spend money on stuff. You can't just spend money on air or spend money in Magic Land and have good football players appear. So I think that's the problem, is like you can have these plans and you can hope, but you have to approach drafts not only in best case scenario where you have multiple trade offers and you get to take your pick, but in worst case of like, if the worst case is we pick hopefully between a couple of good football players that we in an ideal world could have gotten also four or five picks, 10 picks later, fine. You take the best one and you make your team the best that you possibly can.
Yeah. And to be honest, the more and more I think about, you know, the draft capital we had to give up for the Laremy Tunsils of the world and the fact, you know, there wasn't a lot in the free agent pool, it's just like, I'd rather, you know what I'm getting than overpay, you know, the top tackle in the free agency, Dan Moore, 20 M's. Like,
right.
I'd rather not do that. So I'm okay with the draft capital we gave up, considering the Pro Bowl caliber player we got in return. And, yeah, it's just that's what had to happen, kind of.
You have to make adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to look at the market and look at your situation. And I think that's what people get really wrong. This was the whole Connor Orr thing we did last week.
Yeah.
Right? People get obsessed with how you acquire players. And not that it doesn't matter, but if you obsess over the how, you miss the who, which is ultimately the most important. Because like the Seahawks, they got Russell Wilson, right? And they signed some dudes and went for some stuff. They signed freaking Percy Harvin.
Yep.
Dude helped win them a Super Bowl. Worked out. Percy Harvin was their Debo Samuel. Okay. Sick. So it's stuff like that where people get really obsessed with the wrong stuff that I think annoys me. But to your original question, like, would I love for them to trade back? Yeah. Is that my option A? Frankly, yeah. I think it is at this point. But I do feel pretty good that they, if that is on the table, they'll feel comfortable and confident doing it, because I think there's going to be high quality players available. All right, let's get you an update on some of the NCAA tournament stuff, and then we'll dive into some more of the mock drafts, because there was one NFL.com analyst that put out a 4-round mock, so we can take a look at a couple of different players on their way into Washington. But first, update on the NCAA tournament as we take a look at what's trending.